lands where creatures dwelled and terrorized the common man. We've heard the tales of beasts of old, of goblin kings, of monsters and their evil plans. But poor Hob the Troll, he's a very happy soul. Though he's not fond of goats, he's guaranteed to tickle your funny bone. His teeth may be big, but it makes a bigger grin. He lives underneath a bridge, and he's a friend to just about everyone. Hob the Troll, you turn into his hob, yes, it will soothe.
That's me. Hi, everybody. It's me, Hob the Troll. I thought I'd do one of these episodes where I answer questions. I haven't done one of those in a long time. Where's the thing I put in front of my mouth so my teeth don't drool on the microphone?
Where do they go? Frankie!
That's his... Found a xylophone. Not what I need.
Was it comic books? Frankie!
I probably don't need that. Is this it? No. Son of a gun! This is fascinating, by the way. You're all welcome.
Oh, is it? Aha!
Success. You probably can't even tell, but now it's my plosive peas. My plosive peas. They're less likely to interfere with your ears. So, yes, people ask me questions, but I ask them to ask me questions, and I've got some of them now. First off, I know you're probably wondering how I am. I'm very well. I'm very well, thank you. I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for listening to the other episodes. I'm very glad we had the folks from Renfest TV on here. I am a little disappointed that the Kickstarter was not funded. But the thing said that they have, they might have another offer. So that'll all be figured out. And thank you for bidding, or pledging rather, because I was going to offer me to call up your house. I did offer it, and two people wanted me to call them up drunk. So anyway, I only do that for charity. Or for causes that I really, really like. You know, things I support. All right, so first question. Let's go here. This is from Bobby S. And I'm just going to say the letter of their last name. Not going to actually say their last name. Bobby asks, where do baby trolls come from? Oh boy. When trolls have sex. Colin McM asks, tell me about your favorite bridge. That's a statement. That is not a question. That's a statement. I believe I asked for questions. But I feel generous about my favorite bridge. I've got a couple of favorite bridges, but I think my very, very favorite bridge is up in Holly Grove in Michigan. It's where I like to sit the most and where I have sat the most and sang many songs. It's probably my favorite one. Also, the wood's nice and soft from me sitting on it for years and years and years. So I don't get any splinters in my bottom anymore. TMI! All right. These are going pretty good. Let's see what Laura D. asks. What are your five favorite ice cream flavors? You guys. I have very strong feelings about ice cream. As you know, I'm a fan. I enjoy eating it. But let's go do them. Not put a whole lot of too much thought into it. If right off the bat, if I could have any ice cream right now, there's that stuff that's like, it's waffle cone ice cream. What's got chunks of waffle cone in it. And there's a little bit of chocolate and little bits of caramel. That's real good. I like that. Mint chocolate chip, of course, is widely accepted as the very best ice cream flavor of all time. There's been whole podcasts about it. And that's true. I agree with that statement. But that's the best. These are the ones I like. The Butterfinger ones, where they put chunks of Butterfinger in it. Butterfinger Blast. That's a good kind. And sometimes it's like slow churned, so it's low fat. But, I mean, I'm just going to eat it anyway. It's real good. One of my very favorites, Oreo cookie from Cook's Farm Dairy in Michigan. Probably my favorite ice cream ever. In terms of, like, just, yeah, it's so fresh. It's amazing. And those cows are treated very nice and are very happy over at the Cook's Farm Dairy. You go and get a huge ice cream cone, and you go and hang out, and you see the cows, and they try to lick it, and you say, no, thank you. This is mine. And then the fifth one, let's see, because there's a couple of ways I'm going. For part of me wants to go like Blue Moon, because it's fun to have an ice cream that is blue. But also in that vein is like a Superman. And then there's another, but it also for fifth place, I think maybe I should go somewhere classic, like a good strawberry, because nothing, you know, it's if they have, because it makes good shakes. I'm going to say strawberry, because it's kind of more light, and it has fruit, and it's probably the most healthy, because it's got fruit of all the ones I've listed. Yeah. All right. Nathan L. asks, have you ever trolled someone? Okay, listen. My species, I am a troll. I know what you're trying to ask. And I don't necessarily care for the context in which it's asked. I understand that humans use it as a colloquialism, you know, to be, if you're being malicious or being belligerently sarcastic and just really irritating. And the answer to that is only when people pay me, I guess. How about that? Yeah. This is also, so there was a fella whose name I've not been told because it is a secret. It's a mysterious secret. But he goes by Leather Jacket Guy. And he does videos called Are You Having That? Where he drinks beers. And I did a video for him because I think he's great. And I'm like, hey, look, I did a thing for you. There you go. I think you're great. You're cool. And he did a video of himself reacting to that. And he said he got trolled by a troll. So, yeah, check that out. It's on YouTube. All right. John W. Hi, John. He says, could you pitch me Hob the Game? Either tabletop or video game. That sounds pretty cool. I think what it would be is, I don't know if it'd be a video game. Because, like, I only play video games if there's nothing else to do. Like, if I'm not feeling well or something, or I can't play music. Because usually if I can play music, like, if I have time to play video games, I'll just play music and learn a new song. I do like some party games, and I think a good game would be if, like, you did a name that... Oh, here you go. There's a card box, and with, like, you know, oh, hundreds and hundreds of cards, like a Trivial Pursuit game, kinda, and it has all these songs listed on them, and you have to sing them, like me, to a group of your friends, and they have to guess to see if they can't figure it out with you caterwauling and yelling like a troll like me, you know? It'd be like, I don't know, 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 I don't know. And then they would say, oh, it's Rigoletto. Yeah, that'd be fun. Speaking of songs. Hi, Melissa. Melissa M. asks, what is your favorite song to sing? That's a good question. I like to sing a lot of songs. The song I sing most often is the song, Brazil. I sing that to myself. I don't even have to be playing an instrument. In fact, sometimes I don't, like, I forget the chords, because there's a lot of them in there. And I just sing and play anyway. And I have a couple dozen versions of that song by various people that I listen to. You know, different versions. And I enjoy them all. They all have different kinds of feels and different kinds of atmospheres and tones, and I dig it. It's a good song. And what is your favorite song to listen to someone else sing? I really like this question. I was thinking about it. And the first one that came to mind, where it's like, if I could hear anybody sing a song right now, like in person, what would I hear? What would I like to hear them sing? And my friend Abby Green sings a song in Irish about a duck in a pond. And I was just thinking the other day how I was kind of feeling a little bit down and sad. And I thought, you know, it would cheer me up if I heard my good friend Miss Abby Green sing that song about the white duck that's in the pond. Because it just makes me happy. She has such a nice voice, and I like to hear her sing. And every time I got a chance to, I would go and hear her sing when we were doing our Silver Leaf. And it was a nice little break. It was a highlight of my day. Yeah. Thank you for that. That's a very good question. Okay, let's see here. Oh, Amanda B. Hi, Amanda. Bobby and Colin and Laura and Nathan. I didn't say hello to you when I was reading your questions. I just wanted to say hello to everybody. But Amanda B. asks a couple of questions. What is your favorite cheese and why? I like a good Colby Jack. Yeah. I just like it. I mean, it's good if you make a grilled cheese sandwich and you want to get a little fancy and don't want to have just old Kraft singles. And it's also good if you are going to a fancy party. Perhaps one of your famous author friends is having a party of some kind, and you know, they're very fancy people, and they're gonna have wine and cheese. If you find a nice Colby Jack, that's something everyone can enjoy. It's a very palatable cheese. Now, I also know I'm friends with a couple fromagiers, and they would probably say, well, I'm sure you should have this kind of cheese, or what about this? But that's the one I like. This next part of that. It's a different question from Amanda B. It just says, lettuce and mayonnaise, ? No, thank you. Don't really care for either. Nope. Not on a sandwich. If there's a cheeseburger involved, and I will ask specifically for those not to be on the sandwich. Just cause. Look, it's my good friend and producer. Or somebody like my producer. I don't know. Could be a lot of people with his name. Stephen H. asks, what prehistoric animal would you like to be friends with? That's a great question, because there's so many animals in prehistoric times. But for now, let's see. What would go well? I think the animal that I relate to in a couple of ways would be it's the horned groundhog, woodchuck, or prairie dog. Like, because it has, like, it looks like it has teeth coming up from its bottom jaw, like me. I think so. Maybe that's what I'm thinking about. Now I don't know for sure, so I... Glyptodons are pretty cool. Those are like giant armadillos that are the size of Volkswagens. Those are cool. I don't think it would be a dinosaur. Unless like I had a therizinosaur in my backyard to help clean trees. Because it's a big dinosaur that was an herbivore, they think. But if it's a carnivore, then I'm scared of it. The Smilodon would be pretty cool. If it's a kitten. If I raised a kitten Smilodon, I think that would be fun. That'd be a good pet to have. Like saber-toothed cat. Yeah. I'll go with that one. Very good. This is from a future guest. Steve J, who asked when he's going to be on. He's going to be on soon. I'll just say his name. It's Steve Jarls, the Jarls, Jolly. He's going to be on in a little bit. He's a great musician. We're going to talk to him in an upcoming podcast. So stay tuned for that. Liam S. asked a couple of questions. Here's the one I'll answer. What is your favorite ice cream story? Well, me and my friends, Lickety Splickety and Tuggy Van Schmeckel, and our friend Angela, we were at a restaurant, and I don't think the food was very good, and there was an ice cream place next door, so as they were leaving, I think they were having a hard time, like, they were messing around in the parking lot and being goofballs, and I don't remember the... Let's see. Yeah, they were goofing around and taking their time. They were looking at classic cars. And I'm like, I don't care about this. I'm going to get ice cream because there was an ice cream place. So I went and got an ice cream. And then I see my friends driving away. They're like, what? We're leaving. You have to go now. And I said, I'm ordering an ice cream. They said, you were the one who said you didn't want to hang around here, Hub Patrol. And I said, I know, but now I've got ice cream. And they said, get in the vehicle. So I got in the vehicle, and it was hot. And Tuggy rolled the window down. And so it was real hot on my side, and my ice cream started melting. And I had to eat it as fast as I could. I was having an ice cream emergency, and I was eating it so fast that I wasn't even able to enjoy it because it was so fast it was melting down my hand. And at the time, I was very upset, but now I can sit about it and laugh because it was a wonderful time of friendship. And also just like, oh, okay, friends, I get it. We were having a time. Thanks, Liam. You're a real good guy. My friend Blaheen has a whole bunch of questions, so I'll answer a couple of them here. Which fantasy creatures are the biggest divas? Which are the coolest? Maybe, I kind of want to add, if I should try to, now there's only a couple of Blaheens that you might know from the show, so she's Irish, so I was going to try to ask these in an Irish dialect, but I decided against it. Which fantasy creatures are the biggest divas? Of course, that's going to be the fairies. Of course it is. Not saying I don't get along with them, right? But, yeah, you know, hanging out and they're like, we here's fairy dust. Everybody must have fairy. I'm like, no, thank you. I'm all right. No, you must have fairy dust. Oh, yeah, I'm going to sit on a flower or something. Well, you know, just I appreciate the enthusiasm, but sometimes tone it down. And also, yeah, we get it. You do the glamour, and you'll and they can be attractive, but then they rub their noses, your noses in it. They're like, oh, Hob the Troll. We fairies are so beautiful. Look at our fancy hairs and our wings. And really, like, they don't like it when you remind them. Oh, you mean like an insect? Like a bug? They get mad. And I only do that after I've given, I'm like, hey, are you okay? Or if they get, because they like to, sometimes, I really shouldn't be bitter about fairies or pixies. You know, they're just trying to live their life. But they have a little bit, they don't know how good they have it. They really don't. Except when they do know how good they have it, and then they kind of, like I said, rub your noses in it. And, you know, they get upset with you when you're like, hey, would you wanna hang out? And they're like, I have a boyfriend, he's an acorn. I'm like, that's not what I was asking, I just wanna hang out, be friends. Or it's like, you know, sometimes I'll be talking I have a couple friends who are pixies, and they're related to fairies, and it's like, hey, you wonderful pixie, how's it going? How's your day? And they're like, this troll's messaging me on Facebook again. I'm like, yeah, I'm just want to be nice. Maybe I'm projecting a little bit. I don't know. I just want to be friends. So if any wonderful pixies are listening, or fairies, I have a complicated relationship with other magical creatures. That's just the nature of trolls. Which are the coolest? The answer is clearly gnomes. Gnomes. Those guys know how to party. They know how to party. And they do some pretty good, you know, they're pretty good singers. Now, which party am I going? If I am invited to, like, a fairy party or a gnome party, I'll be like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to either. And what usually ends up happening is I go to, like, a 24-hour diner and hang out with hobbits and halflings. Because, you know, we both got to eat. And, you know, we talk about the social things about trolls and halflings and stuff like that, and how we are portrayed in the media. But you don't want to hear about that kind of stuff. She asked another question. Favorite troll wear designer? Well, I make all my own clothes. So I think the answer is me. But I have a wonderful hat by Lady Barbara, which is very fancy. And so I like that. She does very, very fancy hats. Who doesn't like a fancy hat? Monsters. And when I say that, I don't mean like I am a monster, but like people who are just like, I refuse to enjoy hats and haberdashery of any kind. Yeah, don't, come on. You're ruining the party. It's Fun Hat Friday. She asks another, is the bridge thing a preference of trolls, or is it just down to, like, the housing market? Different trolls do different things. I'm a bridge troll, but there are also mountain trolls. They live in mountains, and, cave trolls that live in caves. I'm a bridge troll, kind of because I live on a bridge, but if I were to go into the mountains, I really wouldn't feel at home. I kind of covered these other ones, like the, am I not accepted because of intrinsic social speciesism? Do I feel marginalized as a troll? Not entirely. I do get upset that, like, I guess there's a Justin Timberlake movie where he's a troll. Dude's not a troll. Come on. Like, why are they hiring non-troll performers to perform as trolls. Why don't they just get actual trolls? There's a lot of us. And a lot of us are looking for work. So, not to say we're not happy with the work we have. I'm just saying, if an opportunity presents itself, you gotta be open for that. And it's hard to be when Justin Timberlake is all like, I'm taking a break from being handsome and singing electronic songs and being a meme at the end of April or whatever, and to voice a troll when I could be a troll also. That's... I don't know if I feel marginalized. I feel like we're not really accepted. That's not the right word. Portrayed as correctly as we should be in media. But I think, you know, between the word troll being like what it is on the internet, and then, yeah, we are neither jerks on the internet or Justin Timberlake. Well, we're pretty nice. I know I am. Yeah, she has one more question. What does a unicorn think about while it's pooping? I have no idea. I have no idea. There's gotta be a unicorn podcast. I'm gonna look that up right now. I'm gonna go to iTunes here. And I'm gonna type unicorn. Let's see here. Yeah, a couple of things just pop up. Yeah, there's a couple. Yeah, I'm not the person to answer that. There's podcasts, A Man and His Unicorn, A League of Awkward Unicorns. There's one called Unicorn Poop. I have no idea what that is. There's two episodes. One is from 2011. One's about Sid Vicious and another's about David Bowie. I have no idea what that's about. There are no ratings for that. I could not tell you. Sorry, Blaheen. You're great. Thank you for the questions. Billy H. asks, what's the life expectancy of a troll? And how old are you in troll years? I don't know. Listen, I exist outside of time and space. Probably. I'm at fairy tales and stuff. I don't even know. How old am I? I don't know. How old's anybody these days? I forgot. It's not that important, but I'm still pretty young. Pretty young. And, yeah. I know that wasn't really an answer, but I don't really have an answer. It's a mystery! In life, you have to have some of those. Okay. John M. asks, thank you, Billy. John M. asks, what is your favorite childhood memory? Oh, what a nice question. Let's see. I think it was the day when I was playing. So, as a performer, like, you remember when you first pick up a musical instrument. And for me, it was the first day, not that I picked up a guitar, but the first day where I could make a couple of chords without looking at it. And I know I was kind of a child. I was still going to school, if that helps. But I remember thinking, like, this is important. I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff, playing music. And a lot of people say that they wish they played music, or they wish they knew how to play piano, play guitar, play accordion, or ukulele. And they say, oh, I wish I could do that. And talent is really just invested interest plus your own time. I didn't start Like, when I first... I'm okay at the accordion now, but I'm a lot better at it than when I first bought it and started playing it at the bridge there. When you guys first saw me playing the accordion, that was like the first week I had it, right? So, it's really just figuring out, like, I want to do this, and then just giving yourself the time to do it. Which a lot of people don't want to do. They just want to magically be able to do it. And that takes most of the fun out of it. But, yeah, when I first started playing a song and realized I was playing a song and just enjoyed myself, like, I'm playing a song. And finally, we have time for one more question, I think. Yes, let me make sure. Let me make sure. Oh! This is from my friend. I could just say her name. Miss Audacious. The wonderful Miss Audacious. Hello, my darling. How are you? What planet would a troll travel to and why? Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I think, probably the Planet of the Apes. Probably the Planet of the... Wait a minute. Oh. That's why they had the Statue of Liberty. Oh. Wow. I get it. He was on Earth all along. Oh, no. I go to the Planet of the Apes. I think it'd be real fun. Yeah. Well, hey, that's a great episode, you guys. I had a lot of fun answering those questions. So thank you so much for answering them. I'm going to do the, what do you call it now? Bring on the other music and that scary voice guy. Thanks so much for listening.
Paw Patrol presents the Hobcast. Produced by Steve O'Dockerson and Steve Hager. Our webmaster is April Janowski. Today's episode featured special guest, Hob the Troll. Hob's theme song is by Corey Eno Ruffin. Like Hob on Facebook, follow him on Twitter at Hob the Troll, and go to hobthetroll.com to click the donate button and to keep this show going.
Normally, this is where I talk about the guest. Head on. But it was just me answering questions. I've got a lot of really good guests coming up, so stay tuned for that. Subscribe to me on iTunes. Hey, do me a favor. Go to iTunes right now and write a review. Leave a review. Leave a 5-star review. Do it right now. Like, because what happens is people will don't see that, and like, it helps the rating. I get ratings and people are like, oh, I should listen to this show. I will listen to this. I will subscribe. And then you can be all like, I knew Hob the Troll way back when. I'm the coolest person in the world. Look, I've changed my Facebook name to be a reference to a thing that somebody else did. Probably don't go to that level. But yeah, just write a nice review of the podcast. And, we got so many good guests coming up. But thank you so much for writing in those questions, you guys. You're real, real cool. And I think you're all great. Have a wonderful day. And bye. I love you all. Be safe.